At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When I hit the wrong button.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
I guess that's sometimes some of the stuff that intrigues me the most. When I hit the wrong thing and the wrong thing shoots out, and then we go, okay, we're just going to continue rolling and bowling. When I know that, you know, if I was one of these people, I'd be like, that's the most interesting thing that's happened so far. I need to know more. Those things happen. So let's talk about our main story, because our main story consists of some of that weird stuff. Some of that weird stuff where you take a look around, you're inside of your organization, and you kind of know that what you're doing right now is not cutting it. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? It's that no-go scenario. It's that whole thing where we sit back and go, life is not as grand as we expect when it comes to some of the setup. And let me explain a little bit, because I think that this is where this can get a little bit convoluted, so I don't want to go too far into the dark side here. But you know that at your job, more than likely, there is a program that is set up for your organization to be more safe. And I'm not saying the program's good, but I'm sure as shit not saying the program's bad. I'm just saying there's a program. And sometimes there is an evolution to the program, and sometimes there is a thing that people look at a manual and go, well, this is what we're supposed to follow. Tick, click, 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 click. And that's how we know we're safe. And I'm not saying one's good, and I'm not saying one's bad. I am just saying this is how some of these things go. And as we take a look around, let's talk about evolution. The organization evolves. The people inside of the organization evolve as well. So things change. But sometimes that program does not change inside of that organization, even though it needs to. And we forget that the culture of the organization plays the biggest factor into the whole thing. Oh yeah, I did say factor into the whole thing. And the reason that I mentioned this is for the following. You know that looking at a checklist, a program on paper, does not necessarily change things. It's kind of a click-through thing, you know. Should we use the term pencil whip? You know, it's one of those programs. I'm not saying that people are not going out of the way trying to make sure that it's done properly. But it's not part of the culture. And that's the thing that we tend to forget. Cultural change inside of organizations opposed to changes all in general. So as you take a look around today and you look at your safety program, how does it work? Is it working within your organization? Or is it something that you question stuff about? Or is it something that you take a look around and you go, there should be more here? And where I get hung up quite a bit is talking about programs and not realizing that parts of these things need to be incorporated directly into the organization as part of the, here we go, culture of the organization. It's not just about quote unquote talking about things that are related to a program. If the culture has not evolved with what safety should consist of, maybe those are the things you should be looking at. I'm just saying, life becomes extremely difficult if you're not looking at some of these things as them needing to be incorporated into it. Some people get hung up and go, well, that doesn't make sense. But think about it for a moment. If you start off with a program and it's not built in essentially into the structure of the culture of the organization, how is it ever going to get validity? Because look, some of the most successful organizations have safety as part of their culture. It's not a safety culture. It's culture. Oh yeah, I did say culture. It's built into the culture. Because have you ever been somewhere where they have two different cultures? Think about that. And I'm not talking about it from a workplace. If you think about it for a moment, it's a very difficult thing to work out. So think about these things. They might take you places that you definitely did not expect.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why, like you, he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.